Hello mga kababayan, magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Welcome to another episode of Usapang Pinoy brought to you by Georgia Asian Times. Ikasyam na pong yugto na po natin ngayon. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster, at muli, salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig. Ang ating pong yugto ngayon ay katuloy pa rin ng ating pong series of Filipino Associations in Georgia. I am so excited to feature the Philippine Nurses Association of Georgia. Excuse me. Matagal na naming binalak ang episode na ito, kaya lang nahirapan kaming mag-schedule because of the laging pagkabisi. So tuwang-tuwa po ako that we finally were able to find a mutually agreeable schedule. Ang ating pong bisita ngayon ay si Mary Ann Neely, the President of the Philippine Nurses Association of Georgia. She will talk to us about all the great things about this Filipino organization, our heroes, and an exciting program they have started recently. Ngunit bago ko po siya tawagin, narito muna ang mga importanteng anunsyo. Sa Sabado, April 19th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Filipino-American Association of Greater Atlanta invites you to its spring picnic at Picnicville Park at 4758 Old Peachtree Road, Peachtree Corners, 30071. On Sunday naman po, April 20, from 11:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Bayanihan of Columbus, Georgia holds its Easter celebration at Idle Hour Park, 900 Airport Road in Phoenix City, Alabama. And number four, nominations for the Georgia Asian Times 25 Most Influential Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in Georgia is still open. The deadline for nominations is April 15, and please go to www.georgiaasians.com. It's gaasiantimes.com to complete your nomination. And on Saturday, May 10th, 2025, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Georgia Asian Times holds the annual GATAAPI Summit in celebration of the Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month at the UGA Gwinnett Lawrenceville. Tickets are available at www.simpletix.com/e/GATAAPI Summit. Ngayon po, ako ay magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating bisita. Welcome back mga kababayan. Ngayon po, please help me welcome to Usapang Pinoy, Mary Ann Neely, the President of the Philippine Nurses Association of Georgia. Mary Ann is a BSN, an RN, a Med-Surg BC, Charge Preceptor of Northside Hospital. Welcome, Mary Ann. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for allowing me share about the Philippine Nurses Association.
So glad you can make it. We've been planning on this for a long time now. Before we proceed, please tell our audience who you are and what you do, and specifically what a charge preceptor is and a med-surg sure. BC.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I am a registered nurse. I've been in the nursing profession for 25 years now. Currently, my role is a charge preceptor. And what that entails is I am, as a leadership role, I am a charge person during shifts at the hospital as needed. And I also precept new employees to our organization and to the unit specifically. I am also an instructor with the University of North Georgia with clinicals. Teaching our future nursing students into the nursing profession. My other role, the Med-Surg BC, I am board certified in medical surgical nursing. So that is my specialty.
That is very impressive. So a charge preceptor is actually somebody responsible for overseeing the unit's daily operations, right? And while also mentoring and training new nurses is what I understood what you said.
Correct, exactly.
Great, great. So we will proceed with our questions about the PANAGA. which is the Philippine Nurses Association of Georgia. So it is one of the oldest and biggest organizations in Georgia. Can you give our listeners that may not know a brief background about PANAGA, its mission and its vision?
Sure. It actually started in 1987, where one of the physicians had asked the nurses here in Georgia to come and gather. So they did. And initially, the organization, Philippine Nurses of Georgia, was more of a social organization where they can come. You know, these were busy nurse moms and nurses, and it allowed them time, you know, to reconnect with each other. As the years progressed, membership was kind of dwindling, but with the Olympics back in 1996, it kind of revived the organization and to become, you know, more productive. In 2000, under the presidency of Patsy Toyot, she actually elevated the chapter into part of the Philippine Nurses Association of Georgia, and we have been a sustaining member since then. Our mission is actually to foster the professional and personal development of its members while providing excellence and harmonious relationships through professional, civic, and educational endeavors. And we have several goals for that. We develop, implement programs in the nursing leadership practice and education, and some research as well. We try to maintain visibility with collaborations through other professional organizations in the community. And we also participate in legislative and public policies directly and indirectly that affect healthcare and nursing practice in Georgia.
Wow, that is very impressive. I didn't know anything about your other activities aside from just mm-hmm. what we see on social media, but this right. is so great. This is great to know. So since its founding in 1987, can you tell our listeners what you think PANAGA's five greatest accomplishments are?
You know, I was thinking about this, and I actually asked my board what they thought were our five greatest accomplishments were. Mm-hmm. And I think the greatest one was hosting our national conference in 2019 for the 40th annual convention of the Philippine Nurses Association of Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Because it was our 40th anniversary. Our theme was red, so everybody wore red for that occasion, especially, you know, during our gala ball. It was held at the Georgia Aquarium, and to this day, every time I go visit other cities who are hosting their conferences, they're always, I will never forget that day. So it's really impacted everybody's thinking of how gala should be. Some other things we've done, you know, we are consistently present, collaborating with other organizations for health fairs. We consistently provide CE credit for our members through our seminars, and it's for free. We have, and that also includes scholarships of, you know, in conjunction with our Philippine Nurses Association of Georgia Foundation. We have consistently received recognition from Philippine Nurses Association and awards like the Golden Award, which that is maintaining membership of at least 100.
Wow.
And then again, you know, we provide monetary and emotional support for displaced members back home, you know, like disasters that happened, we have supported them there as well.
Oh, wow. You have done so much, and the community has so much respect for PANAGA because of the things you do and continue to do. And recently, I have heard about your partnership with Alere Care Solutions in helping migrating nurses to the United States, specifically Georgia. Please tell our listeners about it.
Sure. Alere actually approached us about a year ago in preparation for recruiting Filipino nurses. So we did collaborate with them. Our first batch of nurses from the Philippines are actually arriving. One has arrived already, but we're helping them basically transition their life from the Philippines here, adjusting into the city life, life in southern or Georgia specifically, and just to help them transition into their new life here in the States.
That's right, because I know the owner of AlerCare. She's a friend of mine, and they really, really appreciate the support of the Philippine Nurses Association of Georgia, because not only do we just kind of help them connect with their employers, but we also give them support such as you actually are looking for places for them to live, and you're giving them references for cars and car insurances and the everything that they need, like churches and grocery stores and stuff like that, so that they feel welcome and feel safe to come in Georgia, like they're not just being uprooted from our home country and then put in a place where they're not very familiar and no support at all. So I thank you so much for doing that.
Yes, and we're actually collaborating with PACA. We're trying to develop a directory for resources for these nurses, so they know where to go, who to go to, what's available for them.
Yes, that's a great resource. I heard about that too, because PACA has all the business information or the small businesses in Georgia. But also, I mean, to collaborate that with you, that would be faster and more efficient. That's great. That's great to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, the idea came out because speaking with previous nurses who arrived a few years ago, mm-hmm. They had made the suggestion that it would have been helpful for them if they had something like that. So it kind of, you know, light bulb on my head. Oh, let's do that.
Right. That's a great, great move, because for several years, PACA has been trying to put together a directory. The only challenge there is that some of them change contact information, or some have closed. So somebody needs to be constantly updating that list. And also there's another way to do it, except not everybody's registered, but to check with the Secretary of State as to which Filipino businesses are registered. And that's a good starting point to put the list together. But this is mm-hmm. great. I'm so happy you're doing that. So my last question is, what are the requirements for membership in PANAGA? And please tell our listeners where to contact you for membership.
Yes. So we actually have four different levels of membership. Our active membership are nurses of Filipino background. We have an associate membership, which are nurses not of Filipino background but want to support our organization. We have an undergrad level, student level of membership, and then we have members at large members, and those are nurses who live in an area where there is not a Filipino organization, but they can request to be membership of Georgia or the closest state or chapter to them.
That is so great.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you can actually go to pnaga.org. There is a link there which takes them directly to PNAA, which actually does our membership. Register and apply, and then they will let us know when a new member has arrived or is allocated to our chapter.
That is great. That's great to know, because I didn't know about the four kinds of membership. And with that said, I will let you go, and feel free to make any comments or any final words that you want our listeners to know.
Yeah, sure. They can also contact me. I am the current president. My number is 404-353-6199. And my email is annneelyga anneelyga@gmail.com. That's anneelyga@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Marianne. And please let us know if any other important or upcoming events or programs that helps the community, let us know so we can help you spread the word.
Yeah, well, we actually have our Nurses Got Talent coming up on May the 10th. So if you want information on that, let me know and I'll give the information. We're looking for talent.
Yes, yes. Go ahead and send that to me in an email so we can start spreading the word.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you so much and hope to see you around soon.
All right.
Welcome back, mga kababayan. Maraming salamat po sa ating guest na si Marianne Neely for sharing important information about the Philippine Nurses Association of Georgia. Ang ganda po kasi ang dami pala nating hindi alam tungkol sa mga ginagawa ng Panaga. This is very good. So bago po ako magpaalam, narito po ang katuloy ng mga fun facts about the Philippines. And remember, there was 27 from where this came from. Ang unang-una po, the Philippines has earned the title as the text capital of the world, with social media and texting being the primary means of communication. Totoo po yan. Pangalawa po, Tarsier, and that's spelled T-A-R-S-I-E-R. This is one of the world's smallest primates, and this can only be found in the Philippines. It is known for its enormous eyes relative to its body, aiding it in night vision. Pangatlo, fertilized duck embryo is the famous street snack. This is called balut in the Philippines. Now, a lot of people don't like that, but it's still very popular. Pangatlo po, ang pang-apat, a Philippine jeepney is a distinctive and colorful means of transportation in the Philippines. It is ubiquitous in the Philippines, providing a unique way to explore the cities. Yun lang po mga kaibigan, itutuloy po natin ito sa susunod na kabanata. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy at sana po ay lagi kayong makibahagi sa ating usapan. Abangan po ang mga susunod na kabanata. Maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa muli, paalam muna sa ngayon.